Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200. Good evening. Welcome aboard for another edition, another day, another month. It's Sports Overnight America, presented by American Premium Vodka. I'm Marty Terrell. Thanks for tuning in here as we take you from a Wednesday into a early Thursday morning across the country on iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and even mouthofthemidwest.com. How about that? We'll throw another little streaming element into the mix here. As we talk the world of sports, our producer is Mr. Dominic Jimenez. He's along the way. Jim Lampley is becoming a little bit of a friend of the program. Longtime voice, HBO, Showtime, ABC Sports, an original on WFAN in New York when sports radio launched back in, 88, 87? Long time ago. Jim Lampley, really synonymous with the fight game. And a great profile on him back on April 13th by Tony Page of the New York Daily News. Big fight pay-per-view this weekend. Very, very interesting matchup. So we'll get his opinion and his breakdown on that fight. Away we go. Playoff action tonight. You'll start with... I think you got to start with the Bruins. They look like they're going to spit the bit here if they're not careful. The Knicks, I think, are in a very tenuous spot. Tyrese Maxey hits the shot heard round Madison Square Garden. That was a Caitlin 3, a logo 3 out of Tyrese, and they win it by 6 in overtime. You got to be nervous if you're a Knicks fan. You can sit there and, rationalize it. They let that game get away. And what Philadelphia would say, what goes around comes around, hey, we hit a big shot. We didn't need the officials. Embiid had a very chippy play late, which could have been really fatal. I mean, it could have been just a horrific flagrant. And he has got to tighten up his action because he's really starting, I think, to get a reputation of not being a thug, but just being a real, real chippy. And chippy evolves into dirty player. I mean, Embiid's better than that. He is a really talented player. But anyways, Knicks and Philly. Going to be very interesting to see as we head towards the weekend, right? And the Celtics will look for the knockout punch. No KP. Kristaps Porzingis out and injuries abound in Dallas and the Clips tonight. How about that? We'll come back. Lampley to kick it off here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
All right, Sports Overnight America, across the country, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and others, and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. We're efforting Hall of Fame broadcaster Jim Lampley. He's got a big pay-per-view, PPV.com's live stream. Right after the Derby, Kentucky Derby, Run for the Roses, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, World Super Middleweight Championship be headline, an all-Mexican showdown, defending undisputed super middleweight world champion Saul Canelo Alvarez, and we're also going to, from Guadalajara, and also the Freddie Roach-trained rising star Jaime Munguia. 43-0 with 34 KOs. But we got Jim Lampley. I like to call you Jim, a good friend of the program, the voice of boxing, and I might even catch you a little off guard with my little repartee at the start. But first of all, I want to welcome you, Marty Terrell, to Sports Byline and Sports Overnight. Jim, how are you these days?
I'm great. Thank you very much. I appreciate being welcomed and look forward to talking about the fight.
Well, I want to do that, but I want to reference something that I was in New York City. I'm an old school newspaper junkie. I grabbed the New York Daily News, the Post, the Times, and I sit down, and lo and behold, we had just had you on the show, and Tony Page wrote a beautiful piece, and a really nice feature, Jim, and I really do want to talk about it, if you don't mind, for a couple of minutes. But the headline said, still finding ways to talk about boxing. Jim Lampley. Tony Page, I know a friend. He's an FAM alum like yourself. Talk about that piece. And you still do find ways to get the boxing game out there and promote it like you're doing today. Let's hear on that piece. Tony Page, Daily News, Jim. Let's hear.
Well, after HBO, new ownership removed HBO from boxing and my boxing blow-by-blow commentary career was unexpectedly over after December 8, 2018. I had no particular avenue back into talking about boxing, and nor did I need it. And I went down and taught a media course at the University of North Carolina, my alma mater, in the communication department for 5 semesters. And one of the subjects we covered in the course was how the evolution of electronics and business systems and personnel could change the way that stories were told. And lo and behold, now I'm a part of something like that. Jim Lampley co-hosts the exclusive live viewer chat throughout Saturday's Canelo Munguia high-def live stream on PPV.com. What is PPV.com? You buy the pay-per-view for the fight. You check a box you enter into PPV.com, and now you can participate in a live chat stream with Jim Lampley, with Dan Canobio of CompuBox, with Lance Pugmire, formerly of the Los Angeles Times, with Chris Algieri, welterweight star, and any viewer can also be in the chat to talk about what we see in the fight, what's going on in the fight. It's a new medium of communication. It's absolutely perfect for boxing, which is one of the most subjective sports you can possibly cover. And I'm one of the guys who provides commentary. That's what I do. So mimics what I taught in my class about the evolution of storytelling in electronic media.
You know, the old saying when you're a broadcaster, Jim, is, you know, you can score if you're scoring at home. Guess what? Your interactive stance and that outlet is exactly that, scoring at home. This is long overdue in our mass media, in our distribution, is it not? And congratulations on that. And just some thoughts about this platform, because it's right in boxing's, no pun intended, right in your wheelhouse. Let's hear.
Well, So it's great to be able to come back to the fights. I thought I was finished. I was not, because of PPV.com. Now here we are at a card Saturday night, which brings together two fighters whose combined record is 109 wins, 2 losses, and 2 draws. So you don't see it in our sport these days, where guys get to build careers for a long time and string win after win after win. And, you know, Munguia is little known enough that there are a lot of American viewers who really have not seen him unless they remember his early exposures on HBO. He's trained by Freddie Roach, and some people haven't seen Freddie Roach in a while because Pacquiao has been a political figure, not a boxing figure, for quite some time. Mm-hmm. But here we are with Canelo fighting to protect his perch as the number one dollar-for-dollar fighter in the sport of boxing against a challenger with a 43-0 record. It's Guadalajara versus Tijuana. It's a great card. It's a great fight Saturday night.
Do we have time to tell the story when you took Munguia to Del Mar Racecourse? I love this. I love this story. If you could tell us an abbreviated version, and then I want to plug how people could purchase the fight. It's a great story, though, Jimmy. You got to admit. Let's hear.
His first several television exposures were on HBO, and I was still producing and hosting my magazine show, The Fight Game, on HBO. And because he was in Tijuana, and I lived across the border in Del Mar, California, I saw the possibility of getting together with him and shooting one of those feature pieces that is a little bit richer than just a sit-down interview, because you've got other things going on that are also sports-related. So I brought him up to my home in Del Mar. I took him to the Del Mar Racetrack, which is one of the most beautiful and colorful horse racing facilities in the world. I walked him into the jockey room. He was stunned that he had never been to horse racing before. He was stunned that all the jockeys knew who he was, recognized him by his face, you know, all had boxing conversations with him, most of them en español. He and I were invited to give the winner's trophy, the championship trophy, to the winners of the feature race at the end of the afternoon. It was thrilling, and it was just a great day. And you know, it included the other standard feature of my trips to Del Mar, which was that I lost about $300 or $400, but Jaime did a little bit better, and that was one of the great parts of the day.
Saul Canelo Alvarez and Jaime Munguia on Saturday night, 8 Eastern. Jim, how do they go about it? PPV.com, follow along, $89.99, and let's put in one final plug, because fight fans are going to get a real treat Saturday night. Let's hear.
I think Canelo is still fighting for the simple reason that he feels as though he needs to add further credentials to his campaign to be seen as the greatest Mexican fighter of all time. He wants to keep embellishing his record to the point where nobody in Mexico is going to say, well, Salvador Sanchez, well, Julio Cesar Chavez. Canelo wants to see himself as number one. So to be able to fight a 43-0 fighter, a power puncher, from Tijuana is a great opportunity for him to add one more credential as he goes forward toward the ultimate twilight of his career.
We appreciate it. We'll be watching Saturday night. We'll continue. I hope we can continue this relationship as you guys continue to build out and really accelerate PPV.com. Great job out of you, Jim. Great piece by Tony Page in the New York Daily News. Wonderfully read and written and read, at least in this camp. Thank you very much. Let's talk again soon. Thank you, Jim.
My privilege. Call me anytime. Thanks.
Yes, sir. Jim Lampley, longtime ABC, Showtime, HBO. And I think, I want to say he was either the first or second voice ever heard at WFAN in New York when they launched on the AM dial, AM 1050. It was the old WHN, a country and western AM station that MS Broadcasting, Jeff Smullyan, converted into All Sports. And at the time, it was crazy. People thought Jeff Smullyan and MS Broadcasting had lost their mind. They were, what are you talking about? All Sports, this will never work. What are you people doing? Well, guess what? Millions upon millions of listeners later, networks, shows, podcasting, streaming, Jeff Smullyan, he's got a book out about it too, and it's a fantastic read. Check it out. All right. Jim Lampley, we thank him. We'll talk. Hey, a B delay. How about the B delay? Dom says he's seen it before. I had not. I've seen some crazy delays, power outages and other things, but a B delay, we'll talk about it. And the playoffs coming up here on Sports Overnight.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
All right, I want to tell you about American Premium Vodka. I got Scott, and that podcast is up at iHeartRadio, American Premium Vodka. American made, based in Iowa, Phoenix, Arizona, doing a great job with distribution. And they do a great relationship with American Legion Halls for our retired veterans and making donations with the sale of each bottle of APV. That's American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly. All right, Dom, you had heard of this before. I had not. Not at the major league level. You know, if you want to count the ways that a baseball game, and I'll just say baseball game, could get delayed. Night game could be delayed for power outage. Rain delay. There's got to be a few more. There's got to be. But a B delay. I mean, my buddy Brock Hines, who you know, you book him on the show, and he's telling me a B delay, and he's showing me this thing behind the bat. I'm thinking, you know, what, you know, photoshopped. I mean, you know, in this the era of fake news, I thought he was jacking with me. I have no idea. You've seen this before, though, huh? B delay?
Yeah, I have.
As in bumblebees or honeybees? Let's hear. Go
ahead. Yeah, no, I have. I think Chase Field has had one or two before. I know that this wasn't the first time it's happened. And I want to say the Rockies had one where I think there was a swarm of bees, like, either in the bullpen or on the railing to the dugout, somewhere very much where it was going to be problematic. So, yeah, definitely not the first time. Doesn't happen often, but definitely not the first time for me.
All right, and then I'm late to the game. You know, but you know, and I understand, you know, this got debated last night on some of the programs I was watching. Hey, there's Major League Baseball players that are allergic to bees. It could be a life and death situation. I mean, that's something they have to take seriously. How did they, and hence the 2-hour delay, which the delay in and of itself shocked me. But there again, okay, B delay, I get it. Then a 2-hour delay, and then how did they mitigate this situation? Was it chemical? Did the you know, did we get the PETA people flipping out? Did they what? How did they exorcise the bee problem in order for the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers to play a baseball game last night?
So I'm not up to date with my beekeeping practices. However, they did phone in a beekeeper who ended up throwing the first pitch out. I forgot his first name, but I remember his last name's Milton. He's a beekeeper. Yeah. I was, you know, chilling in bed. I didn't, other than I have Christian Walker on my fantasy team, didn't really care what the result of the Dodgers Diamondbacks was going to be in April. So I didn't pay any attention to it, but I'd imagine, you know, he did the usual, with a little smoker thing to help them relax. And then, you know, got them onto some trays to put them away. I don't know. I don't know the process of it. I didn't watch it. But I know they did call a beekeeper out, and he took care of everything.
You got to love it. All right, I got one more little take. I need actually one and a half, maybe two takes real quick if I can get you to Logan Webb. I'm the kiss of death, Dom. I'm telling you, and I'm not encouraging you to gamble, but I'm telling you, when I give a strong opinion, I said last night, he will go in against the weak hitting Red Sox. He will mow them down at hitting friendly Fenway. And then the Giants, which, by the way, irritate me to no end. They got Chapman. They got some pop in that lineup, and they wear the collar last night. Logan Webb, Giants 4-0. You probably weren't surprised in the least. I was. Give me a quick hit, Giants.
I'm only surprised because Logan Webb gave up 4 runs. Every time he takes the mound, I'm expecting what we here in the Bay Area both lovingly and begrudgingly call getting caned, where you give up 1 or 2 runs, you pitch 7 innings, and your team manages to not support you, and you lose in honor of Matt Cain, who it felt like that happened to every single time he took the mound. So the only thing surprising, truly, it wasn't that they lost. It's that he gave up 4 runs, and it happens. It does, especially with Logan Webb. He's a high-contact guy. Sometimes he can get a wild hair, and he'll walk a few batters. And plus, I don't know where you guys have been hiding it, but I know you're a Red Sox fan, or at least deep in heart, they have a spot in your heart. I don't know where you were keeping Willier Abreu hidden, but that guy's really good.
Dude, you know, it's funny you bring that up. I'm serious. This is very strange you bring this up. There was a great piece. I was in Boston last weekend, and it was a great piece in the Sunday Globe. And it's and I have the Red Sox media guide here. I could probably go into it much deeper. But the gist is what you just said. It's like, he's ours? Where has he been? Where did he come from? You're exactly right. And right now, he's at a hot streak. And having O'Neill back in the lineup helps too. But I was surprised last night twofold. One, the Giants didn't score a lick, and the Red Sox found a way to get to Logan Webb to the tune of four runs. And they got him early is what they did. I think they got to a 1-0 lead, and they advanced it to 3-0, and then it went to 4-0. It was lights out. All right, one more. Caitlin Clark, Forbes magazine just did a piece. Media day. Road games everywhere sold out. Exhibition game Friday night in Dallas. Now, granted, they don't play at the American Airlines Center. They play in a smaller, what do I want to call it? A basketball facility, College Park, I guess, down in Dallas. I guess my question is this going to be an ongoing thing throughout the year, or do you see this potentially tailing off and being a little more less fervor, and perhaps is this directly aligned to how Caitlin Clark performs professionally in terms of points, statistics, and W's for the Indiana Fever? That's my final question in this segment. Let's hear.
Okay, I don't know how quickly she's going to be able to turn around the Indiana Fever. I'll answer the last question first. Caitlin Clark is very, very, very good at basketball. She still has to learn how to play within the professional system. Yeah, she was great at Iowa. Everything she did got her teammates involved. Everything, awesome. Just from a physicality perspective, it's different. Now, it's not quite the comparison where you compare a 20-year-old guy with a 27-year-old guy in basketball or football or whatever, and there are stark physical differences. There's not going to be this huge jump where she's playing, to quote the men's game, oh, he's going from playing against other boys to grown men. It's not quite the same, but the nature of the sport, she's going to get beat up. It's just the fact of it all. She's going to get beat up. She's probably going to get the Steph Curry treatment, where teams are going to have somebody grabbing, scratching, clawing, grabbing, holding. She's probably going to get that kind of treatment. So we have to see how she's going to be able to adjust her game to the way that she gets treated in the pros. I think one thing that will both hurt and help the WNBA is the Olympics, though. If Caitlin Clark is going to be, she's going to be on the Olympic team. I don't know how much she's going to play on the Olympic team, but she should be there if for no other reason than to make it a publicity thing, which it shouldn't be. But if they're smart, that's what they do. It'll interrupt the WNBA season, but I think because it's something interrupting the season on the scale of the Olympics, people are still going to watch. And if Caitlin Clark and Team USA ball out at the Olympics, I think that's going to help the WNBA even more, because now there's additional eyeballs, because now people are going to be like, oh yeah, I heard about that girl from Iowa, Caitlin Clark, she's pretty good. Oh, the WNBA? No. But there are people who are going to watch the Olympics because it's the Olympics. It's a lot like soccer. People could give two you-know-whats about La Liga, EPL, the MLS, whatever.
Yep.
But
yep.
Every 4 years, you can get them excited about the World Cup.
One.
So I think you're going to get a lot of that Olympic rub in addition to this past postseason of the women's college basketball game. And I think it's going to help the WNBA immensely, even though the league is going to have to be interrupted.
I want to ask you one little more. I think this is just my opinion, and I want to hear your opinion. I think her transition to the pro game should be easier. It should be easier, but you mentioned physicality and system and the pro style of play. I think it might be easier for her to adapt. And the one concern I had was in my mind, man, she just finished up this rollicking last year at Iowa. Now she's going to get right back into playing. Is it going to be fatigue? But other players have done exactly what she's going to be asked to do. Don't you think it might be easier, or you think it's going to be a tougher transition?
it's going to be tougher because she's going to be playing better players. That's no disrespect to most of the college landscape, but not all of them are professionals. South Carolina, yeah, they were loaded up with a bunch of players who are probably going to be professionals. UConn, yeah, probably pretty much the same thing. Stanford, whatever schools that, you know, they beat along the way, they were probably, especially when you got to like the Elite Eight and on, sure, she probably did play against a bunch of pros, but it's different than playing, I don't know, insert random school, Ohio State, who, or Nebraska, that's a great example. Nebraska, very good college basketball team. They had some solid players, but it's going to be different going against a team like the Aces, where you're going to have to see Jackie Young, who was a first overall pick, an Olympic team member, Chelsea Gray, a multi-time All-Star, Asia Wilson, multi-time MVP, Kelsey Plum, multi-time All-Star, also an All-Star MVP, has played for Team USA. The list goes on and on, because now it's the league is so condensed on a nightly basis, she's going to have to go against the best of the best. I think that is where she's going to potentially struggle in the early going.
It's going to be something to watch, and I agree. And I'll use that segue. Thank you, Dom, very much to promote that Saturday night, May 18th, we will be live in New York, Brooklyn, New York, Barclays Center. We will be live after Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever take on a host of will be competitors and getting after it. The New York Liberty Indiana Fever will be post-game live 7 to 10 Eastern time on Saturday night, May 18th from Brooklyn, New York. All right, great job out of Dominic Jimenez, Jim Lampley. We got a lot. We got to finish strong as we count down to a busy sports weekend. Coming back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. responsibly.
All right, talking to the world of sports. So glad you folks are tuned in the nighttime and into the wee hours of the morning. Jeff and Jen Rich, listen to them the last couple nights. Boy, support that program too. I love the overnight programming. We really do. We just kind of sit back and take it all in from the night's events, and they pass along scores, which is always nice to have on the network. So, yeah, Sixers, Knicks last night, Maxi pumped up about that. This is kind of like my top five of the day. You know, the Sixers, Knicks game, I had a church outing, and I ran home, got to see the fourth quarter in overtime. I thought the Knicks had him dead to right. Maxi Caitlin'd him to death with the big three, a straight-on logo three. Man, he had five more feet he could have came and still been outside the three-point arc to tie the game at 97. But, man, he launched. And, again, the clock – well, no, the clock wasn't an issue because the Knicks had the ball in transition, and Brunson made a really desperate beeline, no pun intended, talking about bees, right to the rack. And they're not going to call a foul. I mean, you're not going to get a foul call there. Hence, they let the players decide it in overtime. Then, you know, look, the Knicks went up 5 in OT. And at 102-97, I said, well, nice job, Sixers. Season over. Not so fast. They came right back. Won it by 6 in overtime, 112-106. Again, Minnesota, Denver. I've got that circled, folks. I cannot wait for that series to get underway. I cannot wait. It, you know, you can tell me about the Celtics, and they're going to get the Orlando Cleveland winner. You can tell me about the Knicks in the next round or the Sixers in the next round. You can tell me about anything else. And I think, by the way, I want to just tap the brakes and throw it in reverse here. I think the Clippers-Dallas game is going to be appointment television tonight. I do. I think it's going to be appointment television, and looking forward to it. So that's what we got to look forward to. All right. I want to back up here because Dom and I, I'm probably going to sound a little self-absorbed, but sometimes I feel like my best conversations are off air sometimes. But Dom and I were talking about Caitlin Clark, and we alluded to it in our little repartee and our discourse here this afternoon. But, and I was equating to Dom, and this gets some people really irritated here in Iowa. And even in the Midwest, I said, look, she is the biggest thing that has ever happened sport-wise in the state. And I'm not going to go Jordan and the Bulls and paint with this big, wide Midwestern swath. But I'm going to compartmentalize it to tell you it is off the charts big. You see the State Farm stuff. You see here locally she's signed on to a grocery store chain. And one of the best, you know, Hy-Vee. They just acquired 22 more grocery stores in a chain in Indiana. Who do you think the spokesperson is going to be? Caitlin Clark, $28 million from Nike. And again, now a Forbes magazine article, and you can read it at Forbes.com. It is a extremely, extremely well-written piece. What this woman is doing just in terms of moving the needle. This is a state, and again, I'm not going to turn this into, you know, visitors and convention bureau or a PR puff piece for the state of Iowa, but there's been some great sports stories that evolved here, individually and team-wise. Individually, you got to go to Dan Gable, Olympic gold, okay? You got to put Dan Gable in the mix. You do. Caitlin Clark's bigger than Dan Gable, and the minute you say that, boy, you really get the wrestling people wound up, but she's bigger. And not just because, you know, you have to prorate and do a pro forma on her income, her endorsements. Dan Gable toiled and grappled during an era where, yeah, it was about the hardware, not the dinero. It was about gold medals and belts and other things and titles and trophies and your school and your country pride, okay, which you can't even monetize. And he's had books and he's coached and he's done a lot. So this isn't a slight nor a diss of Dan Gable. It's respectfully submitting the truth that she's bigger. Then people say, well, hold on a minute. I'll give you the Kurt Warner argument. I said, okay, have at it. And here's what they come back with. Their repartee, their defense of Kurt Warner is, here's a guy, speaking of Hy-Vee, that was bagging groceries up in Cedar Falls, Iowa. He went to the University of Northern Iowa. All right. He ends up being, I don't know if he was drafted, I think undrafted free agent, Green Bay, camp released. And then he finds his way to the Iowa Barnstormers. Okay. And I call them the Snoopy Barnstormers, the weird logo with the goggles, the scarf. It's just a goofy logo in a league that was founded by a guy by the name of Jim. And I call him Bananas Foster because Jim Foster's an Iowa guy that invented the Arena Football League on a napkin in a bar room. He drew it up on a napkin, you know, much like the guys in Massachusetts who invented the Teenage Ninja Turtles. They were smoking some weed some night in a pizza place in Northampton, Massachusetts. And, you know, they came up with the Ninja Turtles and bankrolled that into millions upon millions of dollars, which is still popular today. I digress. Jim Foster mapped it out, and then he had to do something. And he got a player, and he got coaches, and they all put this, you know, this idea together. And he brought it to some investors, and they got the AFL. All right, not the American Football League, but the Arena Football League off the ground. And along comes Kurt Warner, darn near its infancy, and launches this the franchise playing in Veterans Auditorium, a place that is aptly named The Barn. It still exists today. So all of a sudden, Kurt Warner now is like the MVP, and they're losing to Danny White in the Arizona Wranglers or whatever the heck their name was in the Arena Football League bowl game or the championship game, the Arena Bowl, which is televised by ESPN, and Kurt Warner, and you know where the story goes. The rest is history, as they say. He ends up with the Rams. He's part in the orchestra, and he is the straw that stirs the proverbial greatest show on turf drink. Okay? And the Rams win a Super Bowl. Falk, Isaac Bruce, Jackie Slater, his protection on the offensive line. Ricky Prohl. I'm missing. I'm trying to think of the kid out of North Carolina State. I could see him. You get where I was. Isaac Holt and then the other kid, again, the NC State kid. I don't remember. My bad. But here's what I want to say. Kurt Warner's a huge story. Now he come full circle. He ends up with the Giants. He ends up with the Cardinals. He's in another Super Bowl. They get beat by the Steelers. But anyways, Kurt Warner then, you know, parlays it into television. And now he's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton. And I'm here to tell you, Caitlin Clark is bigger. Now, you could say, well, wait a second. You're not comparing apples to apples because that was then, this is now. And I agree with that. This needs to play out. Because Caitlin Clark, I mean, let's be fair. She could bomb. She could bomb. I mean, she could have an injury-laden career. She could, on a grand stage, underachieve and not live up to what are already lofty, and I think nearly a sure bet amount of expectations that are going to be over the top and very hard to attain. But just in terms of monetizing her fame, monetizing her skill, taking it to the Madison Avenue market, and now taking it to the courts, the wooden panels on arenas across the country in the WNBA, and as Dom most aptly pointed out, the Olympic stage, because she's got to be on that Olympic team, right? We'd be kidding ourselves. An American team without Caitlin Clark, it's almost unconscionable. Could happen. I don't think it will. There are people out there that say, yeah, well, you know what? She's not a lock for the U.S. Olympic team. We'll see. You know, you could debate that, and you could debate it very hard either way. But I think, yeah, for marketing standpoints, for awareness, for publicity, and for, you know, publicity amid the backdrop of she's a pretty damn good basketball player. All right. Now, will she start on the team? Probably not. Will she have a major role? It could go either way, but she's going to be on that squad, I would think. But we shall see. Anyways, my point being here in a long-winded way is, yeah, it's incredible. I mean, you're like I say, you read the Forbes piece and you just look at, you know, I mean, if you walk around, and granted, Kurt Warner hasn't played in a long time, but still you bring up the name. Yeah, kind of heard him, but you bring up Caitlin Clark, and granted, the latest is the greatest. You bring up her name. Not only do they know who she is, they know what she does and how well she does it. And obviously, the money and the endorsement deals We all read that stuff. Some of us may not claim to. Some of us will say, well, yeah, I read it, but I don't really care. Good for her. People pay attention. People pay attention. When you're a college kid, fresh out of college, and your first major, you know, shoe deal with Nike is $28 million, it gets people's attention. So my point is this. Caitlin Clark is special. But you know what? We're going to see now a new level of competition. We're going to I start to talk. I look at my monitor, and there she is right now on ESPN. There's another commercial. There's another endorsement. And, you know, she's just gold, literally gold right now. Anyways, we digress. Yeah, she'll be on the Olympic team. Her Indiana Fever will be followed. ESPN has led with their Caitlin Clark front teeth. 36 out of their 40 games are televised. We talked to the Indiana Fever people over there. They said, no plans on putting their games on radio. We're going to stream them. We have all sorts of ancillary programming around her. This is a women's version of Steph Curry. My opinion. That's how big she is going to be. That's how big. Without a doubt. All right. We got Jeff. Oh, good. We got Jeff Rich. He's going to give us a couple moments. Jeff, first of all, my name is Marty Terrell. We have not met, and I want to tell you, thank you for giving me a couple minutes. I enjoy you and your wife in the overnight on this very network. Jeffrey, how are you? Thanks for popping on.
Hey, Marty. I'm doing well. It's good to talk to you. It's good to be on the air when the sun's up.
That's good, Jeff. I like that. I like that a lot. Well, congratulations. You're an acquired taste, and I love you and Jen at night with Dan Ogden. You guys entertained me, and you're a Cleveland guy, and I grew up listening to Pete Franklin, but I don't want to date myself. Will you tell me what the heck's going on in Arizona with bee delays and coyotes are up and pulling up their stakes? We don't have a lot of time. I heard you guys talking about it last night, and then I had to get up and watch it on TV to figure out what you guys were talking about. Bee delays and adios to the coyotes. Real quick, if you could, Jeff.
Oh, it's about the worst month that the Phoenix market could possibly have, especially if you follow Arizona State sports. The NCAA has sort of dropped the hammer, but not all the way. We just know that it's a partial punishment. And, of course, we shed a tear for our NHL team gone by the wayside. Temporarily, depending on what you believe, my belief personally is that we will probably not see another NHL team here in town. It's crazy. The Diamondbacks play in a climate-controlled environment, but with the roof closed, we had a rain delay for one of the exhibition games before the season started, and the bees on Tuesday night, just crazy. It was like 2 hours believe it or not, the Diamondbacks don't have a beekeeper on hand, and they had to call one out. It took about 2 hours, and then they had the beekeeper throw out the first pitch, and for those that stayed, you got a Diamondbacks win over the Los Angeles Dodgers with a walk-off hit. So all in all, it was a pretty good night.
Good stuff. Real quick, I will end on this note. I'm stunned the Suns were as bad as they were. I was stunned that they just got absolutely dismantled. And the T-Wolves are good. Give me a quick hit on Durant and the Suns to finish up. And thank you for giving us a couple moments. Appreciate it.
Well, I'll tell you, everybody got really excited about the acquisition of Kevin Durant via trade with the Nets. But you want to let the soul of the team go. Chris Paul made this team go, and you know we've seen that he's not that huge of a contributor up in San Francisco now. But the Suns were just not equal in value to the sum of their parts. They're stuck with this Bradley Beal contract. Durant can go where he wants at this point. I think that diehard Suns fans are going to just try to enjoy Devin Booker. I think the prospects of a championship have gone by the wayside. And of course, 2021 was more of an outlier than it was the truth. I think the Suns got away with playing some lesser competition in the Western Conference. And, the Bucks showed them when push came to shove. And then these last two, three playoff exits have just been dreadful.
Listen, thank you so much for a few moments. I hope we can do this again. I enjoy your show on Monday and Tuesdays into Tuesday and Wednesdays. It's a great, great show on the network. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate you. Have a good night. Thank you.
Hey, let me plug Jen, a girl with many hats on Instagram.
Okay, good job. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back here on Overnight. Don't go away. Sports Overnight.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Well, I'm getting some Skype messages down the home stretch. I knew I'd get these Dan Gable, Kurt Warner, people riled up. So be it. And I'm getting, and I did not know this guy. I'm not going to pretend that I did, but Shota Imanaga, Imanaga, all I know is, yeah, these Cub fans saying, why don't you give us some props? Pitching against the Mets. So I will. Hey, the Cubs, 18-12, second in the NL Central. I've been all over it, but I guess I missed this one. He's 4-0. He goes up against Jose Buto tonight. So how about that? All right, I'm locked and loaded for Clips and Mavs tonight. I got to pay attention to that. The puck, I'm just wound up about the Bruins because I've seen this drill before. So we shall see. Great job out of Dominic Jimenez. Thank you to Jeff Rich for popping on. And we appreciate all of you folks for listening throughout the evening and the overnights here on Sports Overnight America. Back at it tomorrow on a Thursday into a Friday, Derby weekend, here on Sports Byline. Adios.